Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets lower again as ongoing trade tensions continue to fuel global growth concerns. The Dow is down 221 points, or 0.9%, pairing an earlier session decline of over 400 points. Broader S&P 500 falling 0.7%, breaking below the 2,800 level as utilities led all 11 primary sectors into the red. The NASDAQ lost 0.8%. The benchmark indices are on course to post their first monthly decline of 2019. In US corporate earnings, Abercrombie & Fitch tumbled over 26% after revealing slowing first quarter same-store sales and announcing the closure of more flagship stores. Calvin Klein parent PVH sank over 8% in extended trading after meeting profit and sales expectations but dialing down their full-year guidance. Burlington stores, Costco, Dollar Tree, Gap, Ulta Beauty and designer brands are slated to report tonight Australian time. In US economic data, the second reading on first quarter GDP is released tonight Australian time, along with pending home sales figures. European bourses tracked the falls on Wall Street, Germany's DAX down 1.6%, ArcelorMittal slumping 16.5% after the steelmaker said it would slash output at its plants in France, Germany and Spain in response to weaker demand, triggering the largest one-day share price drop since 2017. German unemployment jumped by 60,000 in May, pushing the jobless rate up by a tenth of a percentage point to 5%. France's CAC lost 1.7%. The European Central Bank published its biannual financial stability review, saying that uncertainty about global economic growth prospects has contributed to bouts of high volatility in financial markets. The ECB also warned that weaker than expected growth and a possible escalation of trade tensions could trigger further falls in asset prices. London's FTSE fell 1.2%, with heavyweight miners a notable drag, BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto both down 1.8% and 2.7% respectively. Base metals were weaker across the board amid fears of an escalation in US-China trade tensions will damage economic growth and curb metals demand. Copper shed 1.3% to $2.67 a pound and touched its lowest level since the 4th of January. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 0.4%, nickel down 0.7% and zinc down 0.6%. The benchmark spot iron ore contract inched 7 cents higher to $106.18 a metric tonne. Gold futures advanced for the first time in three sessions, adding $3.90 to $1,281. Oil prices retreated but settled well off their session lows ahead of the delayed release of the latest weekly inventory data. WTI settling 33 cents lower at $58.81 a barrel. Brent down 66 cents at $69.45 a barrel. Both contracts are shaping to record their first monthly decline in five. The American Petroleum Institute released their latest inventory data after the markets closed and recorded a 5.3 million barrel fall in US crude stockpiles in the week ended the 24th of May. The latest official data from the Energy Information Administration is due tomorrow morning, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields lost 3 basis points to 2.238%, its lowest settlement since the 26th of September. The spread between the 10-year Treasury note and the 3-month Treasury bill deepened its slide into inversion territory, dropping to a negative 11 basis points, the most severe since 2007. And the Aussie dollar is a touch weaker this morning, buying approximately 69.17 US cents. The Bank of Canada left its benchmark interest rate unchanged at 1.75% overnight. However, the BOC did note that the recent escalation of trade conflicts is heightening uncertainty about economic prospects. Trade restrictions introduced by China are having a direct effect on Canadian exports. The Canadian dollar fell to a near 5-month low against the greenback. Australian building approvals figures for April and first quarter private capital expenditure data, a partial indicator of GDP in Australia, are released today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.